This is a homebrew podcast.
Apropos of sleep, that sinister adventure of all our nights. Men go to bed daily with such audacity that it would be incomprehensible if we did not know that it was the result of ignorance of the danger. May the merciful gods, if indeed there be such, guard those hours when no power of the will or drug that the cunning of man devises can keep me from the chasm of sleep. Death is merciful, for there is no return therefrom. But with him who has come back out of the nethermost chambers of night, haggard and knowing, peace rests nevermore. Fool that I was to plunge with such unsanctioned frenzy into the mysteries no man was meant to penetrate. Welcome to Sanity Damage, a Dungeons & Dragons play podcast. I'm your Dungeon Master, Nathan, and joining me is Cody.
Astronaut Jack Rackman.
Join us in part two of this interlude of our first campaign, To Whom the Sea Belongs. Last week, just go listen, Jack and Nagish had a crazy conversation, lots of stuff. I'm not going to try to summarize it, but they are now in space, and they're moving across the infinite expanse. Having just completed a long rest that comes with some troubling ramifications, or at least some troubling contemplations, Nagish and Jack are pressing their way through the astral plane, along with a captive that they took last week, some denizen of the Star Realms. So you're continuing your way through the starscape. Sometimes you're in kind of meteor or asteroid territory. Other times it's just open expanse. And toward around lunchtime, Nagish says, "I feel, Jack, as though someone is scrying on me or watching me. It's not great. Not a great feeling."
Well, I mean, it's not me. I don't even know how to do that.
Well, you can watch me. You're my friend. But no, I feel like someone bad knows that I'm out here, and it wants to get to us. It's gaining on us, in fact, I think. I'll try to... And his eye kind of rolls back and then snaps back, and it's just a little bit bloodshot. And he bobs his head. He's like, "Yeah, someone's coming. Someone's after us."
"Well, that's not good. I don't have any way for us to go any faster."
Unfortunately, neither do I. Not enough of my eye charges have been regained overnight, so I can't do another giant jump through space like the one that got us here. So, I don't know. I suppose we should. They're certainly malevolent. I think they're after one of us, probably me, because I mean, you know, between the two of us, who wouldn't want me? But what do you think we should do? There's an asteroid field up ahead. I suppose we can use that to our advantage.
Yes, if we swim through these asteroids, I mean, whatever's coming after us is hopefully gonna lose us in there, right? I mean, it can scry on you, but it doesn't know. It's gotta travel through the same route we do. I mean, if we make it difficult for it.
Right, make it more trouble. Well, there's no trouble that wouldn't be worth me, but it certainly would help us hide or shake them.
Yeah, I suppose we will fly into the asteroid belt.
Yeah, and it is not only asteroids, but there's also these huge chunks of ruins from some bygone civilization shunted off into the multiverse. Your captive is still with you, just kind of quietly trying not to draw attention to itself. And you can take cover or try to hide or whatever you want to do, but let's go ahead and get initiative taken care of. Got a 22 for Nagish.
Oh, Jack got a 5. Great initiative.
The hell is this place?
A lot of clicking going on over there.
I don't know what you're talking about.
But those better not be individual initiative rolls.
Just a few. Yeah, it's pretty clear. Like as you're moving your way into the asteroid field, you do see large shadows. Jack, you would recognize them as roughly, one of them is roughly the size of a ship and the other the size of like a personal sailboat, that are blocking out the stars moving closer toward you. So we're not talking like Death Star or any other enormous mm-hmm. trademarked ship, but or a copyrighted ship, but they're sizable, and they're crewed by more than one person if size is any reference for what this kind of vehicle might be. So they're definitely gaining on you. They're within eyesight at this point. As you enter into the rubble, would you attempt to shake them or just get the drop on them?
Man, I feel like knowing that they're scrying on us successfully, it sounds like, that we should just try and get the drop on them. I mean, they're never gonna stop. They know where we are.
I think you're right. Let's prepare what we can. And as they fly into view, we'll jump into initiative, and I'll give you and Nagish both a surprise round.
All right. Oh, wow.
Yeah, do you want to try to describe what you're seeing here?
Yeah, it looks like giant snail nautilus octopus things flying through space. They're about the size of a galleon in a personal sailboat. And on top of the personal sailboat, it appears to be a mind flayer. I mean, that's...
I don't know. I've only heard legends. I've never fought a mind flayer.
Oh, that's true.
But Kraz did tell us what Zug-Jagonku looked like, and that looks like a Zug-Jagonku if I've ever seen one.
I don't know what a Zug-Jagonku is, but that must be a mind flayer. I have had run-ins with those before, and those are quite nasty creatures, responsible for the world storm.
Really? I don't know if I knew that.
Oh, certainly. They are pretty far away. If they're out of distance for you to do anything effectively as a surprise round, you can attempt to make like stealth checks to prolong your surprise round until they're close enough. But if they see you in so doing, then you will lose your surprise round. I'm trying to give you a chance, but I'm also not going to be easy on you here.
Absolutely. I mean, that's fair enough. I think Jack is going to tell them that we need to hold. I realize we're not the most sneaky folks, but I think we're going to need to try.
Yep. With enough, there's enough debris here that you can make an attempt to hide. You can make a stealth check with advantage this round, and just on the dice the next round.
So should I just roll dex for Nagish?
That
works.
Yeah.
Definitely. Nagish got an 11. They're gonna see him.
Probably. Yeah. The Mind Flayer pilot got a 15.
Ah, they see Jack too. Jack got a 14.
Oh man. All right. Well. We'll just jump into initiative off the bat then. Nagish still gets to go first, if that helps at all.
I mean, maybe a little bit. He will drift forward and he'll prepare his eye beam. If something flies up close enough,
okay,
he'll shoot him with an eye beam.
All right. The The pilot of this Nautiloid is just going to direct it to fly closer.
And the Nautiloid seems like a living spaceship.
Yeah, it's some kind of living biotechnology.
Well, you don't see those every day, Nagish.
Yeah, right there, he would get eye-beamed.
Okay. Are you targeting the ship?
Yeah, I think so, right? I mean...
Okay.
Unless he's, like, riding on top of it.
He is riding on top. He has three-quarters cover, though.
Oh, yeah, I'd definitely go for the ship, then.
Okay.
So I got a 4, a 5, and a 10. The 10's cool. 4 is a slowing ray. I love that. I hope he gets slowed, giant spaceship.
Dex save?
Dex save.
It fails. It's slowed. Nice.
And then a 5 is a enervation ray. Awesome. DC 16 con save for 26 damage.
It fails.
And then 10's a scourge ray for a DC 16 dex for another 13 damage and some
three
sanity
for three.
Damage.
Look at you, Nagish. Okay, it doesn't take sanity damage. It also doesn't take psychic damage.
It should go insane.
Well, the innervation damage does.
It must be part of the hive mind.
Yeah. All right, let's see. That was still part of the Nautiloid's turn, so what else can it do here? Energy cannon. No, energy gun rifling. Yeah. Okay, so the illithid that is sitting inside this inside the cockpit of this Nautiloid directs a cannon that is grafted into the Nautiloid and aims it at Nagish, and blasts at him, but misses with an 11. Gets two attacks. Yeah, luckily it gets two attacks.
Does Nagish have sanity?
Yes, I'll take care of his sanity. 22 to hit for 9 radiant damage and 20 sanity damage, which not great for Nagash. And that'll be that Nautiloid's turn. And that'll bring us to Jack. That was the smaller of the two Nautiloids. The bigger one is further back.
Jack will launch a fireball imbued with electric power with a little bit of extra spice from Yold. So it'll be a DC dex, 16 dex save for a fireball, lightning fireball. And if it hits...
Man, got a 3.
It will do 8d6 fire damage, fire or lightning damage, and 2d8. Oh, whoops, I didn't mean to do that. I'll just roll 7 more then. That is 70-20s.
87 damage. Still respectable.
So 41 total damage, and then I will quicken a firebolt.
Oh, hang on. Let me roll for the Mind Flare pilot as well, since that was splash damage.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah. I'll give him advantage because of the cover. He passes, but he'll still take half, so 20, which is respectable.
And then a quickened lightning firebolt for a 19 to hit on the Nautilus.
It does. Yep.
16 damage.
Yep. The Nautilus, the smaller of the two Nautiluses, is almost bloodied after those two, that onslaught.
And that's Jack.
So the larger of the two Nautiloids is going to drift closer, moving through this asteroid field into kind of a some sort of ancient ruin. It's kind of hovering over it. And four little Mind Flayer guys are going to swarm out of it. Sorry, make that 7. There we go. Let's see, that's it for the Nautiloid's turn, so that'll bring us back to Nagash, top of the order. There's just a lot more enemies now.
Can Nagash get the Mind Flayer captain with a I-beam if he were to float forward a little bit, or has he got too much cover?
Yeah, he could be targeted. I'll give the captain advantage on any saving throw, though.
I see. Yeah, in that case, I think Nagash will use his I-beams again. Just making sure when I've got this right. Yeah, he'll use his I-beams again on these minions this time, I think. Seeing as how the one Nautilus is slowed and the other Mind Flayer has cover. So I'll just do one on each of these three minions here.
Got it.
So 4 is another slow. DC 16 dexterity save.
He meets with 16. Yeah.
10 is the Scourge, DC 16, dex save.
To do psychic insanity?
Yeah.
Yeah, it takes none, even if it passes.
Oh, really? Damn, that sucks.
Yeah, it's a Mind Flayer.
And then 3 is a Fear. Can he be feared?
It can be feared, for sure. It's a Wisdom save? Oh, man, got a 16. Yeah.
And that's Nagash. All right. He might fly back a little bit.
Checking the ranges. This is a large map, listeners. This is really trying to get the scale of space.
Seeing the overwhelming force, yeah, Nagash will back up 20 feet.
Yeah. A Mind Flayer hurls itself through space, propelling itself with its tentacles the way a squid would. This particular Mind Flayer, it's hard to see because of how far away it is, but it looks like it might be undead. It looks a little bit ethereal, a little bit ghostly. Not a typical Mind Flayer for sure, but it just double moves for now. One more Mind Flayer will emerge from the larger Nautiloid, but that's its whole turn. The Nautiloid pilot has no active conditions. It's going to steer the ship, but the ship is slowed. Let's see if the ship becomes unslowed. Is that a con save to undo the slowing?
1 minute. Can repeat the save, so I guess it's a dex save.
Okay. It fails its dex save. I just went ahead and did that. I would have given it half movement this turn, even if it passed. Just doing it while I remember to. So it moves a little bit, but it's significantly slowed down. The pilot, you're still not within range of his fun stuff, so he's just going to keep driving his Nautiloid. But the Nautiloid is going to make another cannon attack. 100-foot line, still a little far away, so we'll just do the rifling against Nagash again. Jesus. Man, got a crit. At least it was Nagash, not Jack. Wait a minute.
He's too far away.
It is going to be 29 radiant damage and 29 sanity damage to Nagash.
Not good.
You have Nikisha's character sheet pulled up?
Yeah.
Can you just make a wisdom saving throw for him?
A 9.
Okay. Jack, you would notice Nikisha's eyes are looking a little crazy, a little more than they normally do.
All right.
The Mind Flayer gunners are gonna move up. So, Jack, as you see this, like, wave of Mind Flayers approaching, there's the one that's kind of undead. Several of them are carrying firearms, and two of them just have massive axes that seem to glow with kind of a purple psionic energy. So they're going to all advance. Let me find the range. 120 feet, so they're within range. And they're going to make two attacks on your little captive friend, and then two attacks on Jack.
All right.
With their firearms. First on the little guy. They actually both miss. And then on Jack, 8 and 11.
Does both miss?
All right. The larger Mind Flayers are going to do the same thing. They're actually just going to double move. They're pretty fast. So they're swimming through the stars coming up at you with these giant axes. And now it's your turn, Jack.
I will, as my item interaction, I'm going to throw this dude his spear.
Okay.
And just look at him and be like, fucking out of us, fight for your life. And then Jack will think I'm going to launch another fireball. 20-foot radius. You get these three guys.
Yeah, the three gunners.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right, dex saves all around. 16, 10, and 3. So one success. The other two will take full damage.
31 damage fireball.
Nice.
So 15 for half.
That looks like a massive chunk of their health.
Yeah, Jack will back up as well. He's like up against the wall, literally.
Mm-hmm.
What do we do? There's a lot of them, Nagish.
There's a lot of them, Jack.
Your eye rays aren't working.
Take it back, Jack. My eye rays are working splendidly. The larger Nautiloid will crawl up through the sky and is still out of range for its more fun stuff. So it's just gonna hang out. And we're actually back to Nagish at this point. He's unwilling to retreat from the fight. He has to prove his superiority over these creatures at, I will tell you, he's below 50% sanity.
Right. Well, I think he would keep shooting his eye beams, considering he thinks that they're working very well. He would just go for these three nearest targets, so I guess we'll go in clockwise.
Okay. So the two that are closest to him are the giant Mind Flayers with the axes, and then the one in the back is one of the gunners that just got fireballed.
4-4-1. So two slows. That's not bad.
Now let's
and a charm. Can they be charmed?
All right. Let's find out. They can be charmed.
Yes. All right, Nagish, I take it back. Maybe your eye beams are working after all. You had me going there for a second.
Oh, trust your friends, Jack.
So with all these 16s, two dexes and a wisdom. God, they passed.
Sorry, the crit there was the wrong roll or the wrong character sheet, so that might come into your favor here. Yeah, the gunner in the back is slowed.
Thank God.
And then the swole one up in the front fails its wisdom save. So what is that? Charmed?
Charmed.
Nice. All right.
The creature is charmed by the beholder for 1 minute and will fight to protect it.
Nice. And will fight to protect it line is going to change this. That's good.
Yeah. I love that.
Yeah.
Nice work, Nagish. It's one of the big swole bros, too.
Mm-hmm.
They can repeat the save at the end of each of their turns, you know. That is an option. They don't have to. They can. They can also not.
They will, but it's going to for sure help.
But Nagish is such a nice guy. Don't you want to be his friend?
Yeah, he just wants to be friends with everyone.
We have this fish guy. We've got this other guy who's a space monster. We've got a beholder. A mind flayer. We go great in this four-party team.
The Wraith is just going to double move and hide behind this chunk of asteroid here in space.
And what?
The undead Mind Flayer, it looks kind of wraithy now that it's close to you.
It does it now.
Little bit. The Mind Flayer that was hanging out in the back is going to double move up closer to you. They are kind of closing in from all sides, or from three sides. They're backing you up against this giant meteor. And, The Guy, you threw your, or his, you threw his spear back to him. He's gonna try to help, flying up to face the uncharmed Swolbro, and tries to jab at it a couple times, but the big guy's axe just knocks it out of the way. But your little space lurker friend leans forward and bites him for a total of 19 damage, which is not bad.
That's not too bad.
Yeah. The Swolbros hit hard, but they're actually not as healthy as they look.
Well, they don't look that healthy. They look like they've been eating a lot of McDonald's.
Fair, right. Not as constitute, but still quite strong. So that having transpired, the little bit, yeah. The pilot moves the slowed Nautiloid ship closer. There we go.
Boo.
It's going to move at an angle. Yeah, there we go. So the pilot rotates the cannon to a different setting, and it looks like the end, again, this is kind of a biotechnical contraption. The end fans out into like a, what do you call it, a blunderbuss ending. Like it's getting ready for a supercharged attack, and it is going to make an energy cannon blast at both your captive turned ally and Nikish. They will both need to make dexterity saving throws. They will take half damage on a successful save as this energy just rips through them.
Oh, Nikish got a 5.
Not good, Nikish. At least the star guy, the hunter, is only going to take half damage. That could have been a whole lot more physical damage. It's only 19 radiant damage and 59 sanity damage. So it just tears through their psyches. The hunter completely loses it. Just drops his spear and begins like waving his arms, clawing at his face.
Nagish has got to be damn near insane.
He's not looking good. It's looking really rough. The gunners are going to keep spreading out and spreading their fire. They're going to try to take down the little guy first, and then they're turning to Jack. That one is slowed. Man, they're trying to spread out, but there's still good potential for a fireball. Anyway, let me make the Nautiloid slowed check, see if that gets undone. It does not. It's still slowed. Mind awesome. Clear and gunner slow check. No longer slowed. And first at your hunter friend, miss. Still at the hunter friend. Another miss. Still at the hunter friend. A hit. And your friend dies.
Aw, man.
Took some fire for you. This last one is going to shoot at you, Jack. Getting a 21 to hit for 5 radiant damage.
That hits.
All right.
Here come the Swolbros.
Yep. He has to double move to get up to Nagish, so he's going to do that. The other one, urged to protect Nagish, is going to double move into flanking and attack his Swolbro buddy. How many attacks? 4 attacks.
Oh my god!
Hit, 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 and hit! Dang! And that's, obviously doesn't take any sanity because he's a mind flayer, but he deals 10, 18, 27, 39 total damage. I did that math right? Yeah, 39 damage to his enemy, or his former friend,
yep,
who had 40 health and now has 1 health.
Oh my god.
Check against being charmed. He is still charmed. We'll still protect Nagish. And now it's Jack's turn.
I mean, you called it. I'm gonna throw another fireball.
Yeah.
I'm gonna hit all these guys. The Nautilus, the Captain, 2 of the weakened guys, and another Mind Flayer.
Yeah, Captain has 3/4 cover, so advantage on the save. I'll start those dex saves.
Jack's gonna empower it as well.
All right, one of the gunners failed and is certainly dead. One of them succeeded and is still probably dead.
Let me roll the damage.
The Mind Flayer itself failed. Nice, 28. Oh, but you also empowered it, right? So more than that?
38.
Okay. Wow. So the Mind Flayer is bloodied from that. Let's see. Nautiloid fails. Nautiloid pilot advantage fails.
Yes!
Very nice. Okay. Oh, wait. I need to leave their corpses out for another reason.
Great.
Okay. That's all for Jack, right? Or is there movement or anything like that?
No, I'm going to quicken a firebolt at this Swolbro.
Sure. At the charmed one?
Yes, absolutely. No.
Yeah, you crit the guy with 1 health. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Eviscerated. All right. The enormous nautiloid is going to plod through space. Man, still too far. So it's just going to reach out one of its tentacles and pull in one of the little minions that you just destroyed with a fireball. That is its turn. So we're back to Nagish.
Great.
And then a whole lot of bad guys.
Love that. Mm-hmm. So this Wraith man has cover.
Correct. Nothing else does currently.
I think he would shoot for the big mothership, the exposed mind flayer, and this gunner.
Sure. The out of the two that are left, the one that's injured.
I raise 3-4-3. Fear, slow, on the big nautiloid, exactly what I wanted. Not that I don't think he can probably get to me at this point. And then another fear. So all DC 16, wisdom, dex, wisdom.
All right. The nautiloid is not slowed.
Fuck.
The mind flayer does become afraid. And the gunner... Excellent. Oh, sorry, wrong roll. The gunner also becomes afraid. Is there any secondary stuff with that? Like, do they have to flee or does not specify?
They are frightened for 1 minute. They repeat the save. They didn't... Nope, just they stand there scared.
Okay, sure. So they have disadvantage on everything and they can't move closer to Nagish.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, there's a dripping bloody eye icon on roll 20. That's perfect for frightened of Nagish. Let's use that. Okay, anything else from Nagish?
Oh, he'll move back as much as he can. But yeah, that's about it.
All right.
He will face at the friend who is hiding. He knows he's hiding. He saw him go back there.
Right,
so he'll
right.
look over at him with his anti-magic cone, but he will end his turn. That's about it.
That is rather clever. That will force the Wraith Mind Flayer to change plans. So, oh, you know, actually, this is really cool. So,
is it?
It is. Beyond Nagish, the Mind Flayer Wraith has phased through the meteor that it was taking cover behind, and as it emerges into the mind, or the eye ray, negating its ability to phase through the meteor, and so now it's stuck in the meteor.
Oh, that is cool.
Yeah.
Wow, Nagish, that was fucking clever.
Deals 6 damage to it, and it is stuck until otherwise available move.
Oh my god.
It can still make an attack, but it won't have any effect until it can get closer to you. I mean, it won't have any effect based on your current placement. It would make you kind of attack one another, Crown of Madness style. But can't do that. It's stuck in a meteor. So on to the Mind Flayer leader, which is just going to move up. Check its range on its psychic blast. Nope.
Isn't he afraid of Nagish?
Oh, he is. Good call. He's going to stay right where he is and wish that he could do something useful.
Don't worry. I thought he was pretty scary the first time I saw him, too.
I am just everyone's best friend. He does succeed his save, though, so on his next turn he can...
Boo! Fuck you, Mind Flayer.
The Nautiloid pilot is going to move his ship up more and just try to shoot Nagish with that normal railgun. Miss with a 10, miss with a 12.
Thank God.
Yeah, it's a lot of sanity.
Nagish is the only thing that's holding this together.
All right, gunners, there's 2 left. They will... That one's also afraid, so... Gonna take a shot at Nagish with disadvantage. Still a 20 to hit for 9 radiant damage. Yeah, and Swole Bro. Oh, wait, there's one more gunner that's gonna shoot without disadvantage. Miss. Only got
Thank
a 10.
God.
Swole Bro is gonna move to defend Nagish. Mind Flayers are highly intelligent, so it's going to recognize that the Wraith is stuck in a meteor and can't do anything right now, and it's going to go intercept the gunners.
That makes sense.
Yeah. It's going to repeat its save against being charmed. Oh, so is the gunner against being frightened. Fail. Gunner is still frightened. And fail. Swole Flayer is still charmed.
Yes, Swole Bro!
Yeah, bringing us to Jack.
I mean, I think you see what I'm doing, right?
Fireball?
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Don't fix what ain't broke.
Right.
I'm
okay.
out. This is literally my last fireball, though.
Right.
I'm upcasting it to my 4th level spell and casting fireball. I am out of empowerment, or else I would. But One thing I will do, it's worth a shot. I totally forgot I had this until now. Strike twice. I can roll a d6, and on a 6, I can retain my spell slot. Fuck. I got a 4.
Yeah.
It would have been nice.
Sure would have. So, even so, it's going to be a lot of damage. Is it 27 damage?
27 damage.
Okay, so the gunner succeeded, takes half. So, what is that, 13? Mind Flayer boss succeeded, takes half. The larger Nautiloid succeeded, takes half. Everything else failed. So the captain takes full. Oh, captain is dead. Look at that.
That's awesome.
That's great. That means that the ship is going to be a
whole
lot.
And this gunner's still alive?
Gunner is still alive because he crit his save. So after half damage, he's still up.
I'll quicken a firebolt.
All right.
22. Mm-hmm. 10 lightning damage.
Oh, and now he's down.
Zapped. Zapped ya.
Yep.
When you mess with the moose, you get the lightning.
Cody, I hope you know you're doing way better than I thought you would with this fight.
I owe it all to my friend Nagish. I take back everything I said about your I-beams. They're working fucking great. You'll have to ask my old friends if we ever run back into them. I can be a bit grumpy and sarcastic sometimes. I don't mean everything I say. I'm impulsive. That's what makes us such a good duo.
That's right. This is our buddy comedy, Jack. The Nautiloid pulls in the other two gunners that have died back into itself and moves closer.
I don't like that it's doing that.
And it is within range now, but it's used as action already. Nagish?
I-beams.
So as close as you are to this thing, listeners, it is 5x5 on the battle grid. It's a big ship, and it's bearing down. Like, it makes Nagish look small, and Nagish is significantly larger than Jack.
It's massive. I mean, if it was a creature, it would be gargantuan, right?
Yeah.
So it's, like, it easily would. Big, as big as, if not bigger than, a naval galleon.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a high-end warship. It's that scale.
But they made one fatal flaw when they designed it. They made it alive.
I-beams for all. I-beam for this thing, and... I would do this guy in the back, but logically I can't see him seeing through this massive thing.
Right.
So he'll just get this other guy off to the side, this other gunner.
Okay.
They are flying at us in just like this V formation. We are completely flanked.
Classic V formation.
Nagish has this wraith locked down in a meteor. We've got a 6. That's a telekinetic ray on the smaller ship. We've got a 5. That's an enervation ray on the big ship. Oh, does it take anything from the enervation ray? 22 necrotic damage?
Big ship succeeds, takes half damage.
Jesus Christ, why couldn't I have gotten this one on the big ship? The last one's a petrification ray. On the gunner. Fail.
He succeeds.
Fuck you.
Doesn't matter. And then what's the save for telekinetic ray strength?
16 DC, 16 strength save. Be pushed 30 feet.
Okay, yeah, it fails. So the smaller of the two ships flies back in space, which is terrible because it's still slowed, so it's not going to be doing much. Without its pilot, it can either move or attack. Great. I assume that's all for Nagish?
Yeah, he's not going to turn away from this guy. We're kind of pinned in a corner, so he really can't move. So yeah, that's about it.
Yeah, so the Wraith just starts his turn in a meteor, takes 6 more damage. That's all he can do. The Mind Flayer in the back, no longer frightened.
Ah, oh, that's right. Fuck.
Yeah. Advances on your left, Jack. Now he is closer than the gargantuan vessel, closing in on you. The pilot is dead. The smaller Nautiloid is just going to move back up. That's all it can do, though. And is going to attempt its save, finally succeeding in removing the slowed condition.
Fuck. I did not need that now.
I mean, that only affects its movement. It can still only take one move or attack instead of moving and attacking twice without a pilot.
I mean, that's true.
Yeah. The gunners, there's one gunner left. It's going to shoot at Nagish, of course, ridding for 13 radiant damage.
That will hit.
Yeah. And the three formerly dying gunners emerge from the Nautiloid with full health.
I don't like that.
Yeah. The Swole Flare, having been charmed, is going to move up and try to destroy one of them. 16 damage, 25 damage, 40 damage. Yeah. absolutely eviscerating it. Yeah. Well, the last one missed, but even still, takes out one of them, and then is still charmed.
Hell yeah. Get him, swole, yeah. Bro.
That's right. Back to Jack.
Man, out of all my high level shit, I'm going to, dang it, I keep trying to do that, but I don't think I can do it. Oh, this music is not making it easy. It's stressful. Look, I guess I will launch a guiding bolt at this mind flayer that's coming right at me. Let's see if I can hit him. 17.
Yeah, you got him.
13 damage.
Really doesn't like that.
And I'll quicken a firebolt.
Has advantage.
22. 6 damage.
He really doesn't like that.
Fuck, he's still alive.
He has 1 health.
Fuck. That's my turn.
Right.
That's all I got.
Yeah, the Nautiloid will lash out with a tentacle, attacking Nagish. Ooh, and he crits. So it's only 12 bludgeoning damage, 18 sanity damage.
Silvery barbs.
Oh! Okay.
I'm gonna do it. Silvery right. Barbs.
Making it a 17, fails. That's a miss. Yeah.
I got your back, Nagish, look out!
Yeah, and now it's Nagish's turn.
He's gonna whip out some I-beams. I think he's gonna go for this Mind Flayer, this ship, and this gunner.
Okay.
In hopes that the one I hit the Mind Flayer with does some damage. 6, 3, 8. So 6 is a telekinetic ray, pushing the Mind Flayer away, theoretically.
Right. Does push him away.
3 on the Nautiloid is the Fear Ray. Come on, fail.
It fails.
Yes! And 8 is the Petrification Ray again. Come on! Petrify! Petrify!
What is it? Dex?
Yup.
Fails.
He's petrified, baby. Well,
he's in the process.
Yep. Yeah. It must repeat the saving throw at the end of its next turn.
Right. And I guess the flare rate just takes damage.
Yeah, sadly that's the end of that's all I got.
Yeah. The Mind Flare is going to
the Mind Flare.
It's actually gonna double move and go back inside the Nautiloid.
It's gonna what?
It's at 1 health.
Fuck you.
The
blow up this shit.
Let's see, the last Nautiloid is the smaller of the two. It's gonna turn its railgun on you, Jack. 12 to hit, probably a miss.
12 is a miss.
Alright.
Thank God.
You don't take a buttload of damage. The gunners, one of them is gonna make its petrification save. What is it?
DC 16.
Dex. Okay.
Dex saving.
Fuck. Ooh, he saves. But that's his turn. He can't do anything else.
Swolro! Make him pay! Well, make him wish he'd gotten petrified!
Two other gunners first, both on Nagish. A miss and a miss. Man. And now, yeah, the gunner is going to do exactly... Or the Swolbro is going to do exactly that. That's a hit. 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 That's 31, 41 damage. Doesn't even matter. And a hit. Kills him. And Jack's turn... Oh, he's going to save. Still fails. He's still charmed. Jack's turn.
Get him, Swolbro. Murder them all. Jack's turn. Man, Swolbro positioned himself in a way that I don't love. But I suppose that's the nature of the beast. Kind of a crazy gambit, but I'm going to go for it to buy us some time. Jack's going to Misty Step with his Storm Touched 15 feet closer. He's going to move up.
Okay.
Right up to the big-ass ship. And he will cast Vortex Warp, moving it 90 feet back. Constitution save.
Wow.
And before you roll, okay, never mind, you fail.
Okay.
So yeah, Jack ran right up to him, and I will zip-zap his ass right into the past.
Wow,
and he's afraid of Nagish, and he can't move forward.
That's right.
And then Jack will use his ability that he has called Tempestuous Magic.
Yeah.
Where when I cast a spell, I can move further back.
Yeah. Except that's a bonus action, which you've already done.
Oh, good catch. You're right, I did. I forgot that was a bonus action.
Yeah.
I think it was still a good move.
It was still a great move. It's the Nautiloid's turn now. It's just doing something on its own, working on something inside it. But it is
I wonder what
going
that
to repeat. It's going to repeat its save. and crit fail.
Failure.
Yeah. Nikish.
I-beams, baby.
Sure.
I can't get the big ship with I-beams at the moment, but I can get every other available target.
Yeah.
I-beams. So 7 on the...
smaller Nautiloid.
The thing. That's a nightmare ray.
Ooh.
16 wisdom save. Horrific hallucinations of its worst fears coming true.
It succeeds. It got a 21.
Fuck. Well, that sucks. A 1 is another charm ray.
On the gunner. Let's see.
Ooh, it fails. And then a 2 is a paralyzer.
And that one also fails.
And Nagish will stare at the wraith as it squirms in pain. Mm-hmm. And end its turn.
Flare wraith takes damage.
What we're doing to that wraith is like a war crime, by the way. Like, that is not fun.
It's just trying to push its way out, and it just can't go anywhere. It doesn't even have any way of, like, 127 hours-ing itself, because it usually just fights by being incorporeal, which it can't do. Okay, the mind flare that had formerly been inside the Nautilus reappears. The smaller Nautiloid is going to take another shot at Jack with only a 12 to hit.
That will miss.
Yeah. Man, the gunners.
My gunner? What's my gunner going to do?
Your gunner is going to shoot the petrified gunner in the back, or the paralyzed gunner in the back. So advantage, hitting for 5 damage, and then is going to try to become uncharmed, failing. The uncharmed, or the paralyzed one, is going to make its save again, succeeding, no longer paralyzed.
Boo. Swolbro, go finish him.
Swolbro will do just that. 16, miss. 25 hits, let's see. 16 damage plus 7 damage, 23 damage. One more, miss. So, doesn't finish him off.
That's not what I wanted to hear, Swolbro.
And makes the save, succeeds the save, no longer charmed.
That's not what I wanted to hear, Swolbro.
That's just what I wanted to hear. Your turn, Jack.
Not great. I guess I'll firebolt the Nautilus. I bet I miss. 14?
Yeah, 14. I mean, you make contact, but it just fizzles on the snail shell. Don't hit it
hard
enough.
And then I will run back.
Okay. The large Nautiloid will... let's see if it can reach any of its corpses. Nope. So it's just going to try to unfrighten itself and fails.
Good.
Bringing us back to the top of the order with Nagish. Still 3 viable targets.
I mean, yeah, with the Mind Flare, Nagish can see 120 feet, so he will move 5 feet forward, keeping his vision locked on the wraith, and he'll use his I-beams.
All right.
The same thing we've been doing.
Yeah.
The same pattern. I think that clockwise it would be this guy first and that guy.
Yeah. Main Mind Flare, then Gunner, then Swolbro.
Right. So 7 on the Mind Flare, boy. Nightmare Ray. DC 16 wisdom save.
Fail.
Fails. His worst nightmares are coming true as fucking Jack and Nagish kill his entire crew.
Indeed.
And it takes a minute. And if it takes damage or another creature wakes it up, it wakes up.
Yeah.
2 is a paralyzing ray. Just what it wanted. It just got freed. Back to being paralyzed.
Yeah, it fails. It's back to being paralyzed.
And 4 is a slow ray on Swolbro. 16 nice. Dex.
And he fails. He is slowed.
So he can't take reactions and can only pick action bonus. And that's... Nagish will casually float 5 feet back. And that's nice. Nagish.
All right. The flare. The wraith stuck in the meteor takes 6 damage.
He'll die one day.
One day. Probably today.
At this rate, it's going to take an awful long time, though. I think he's got a lot of health.
Not really. He just doesn't take a ton of damage from getting trapped. It's just a
6 damage, yeah.
Yeah.
I think one time he took like 3.
Yeah, the Mind Flayer is experiencing nightmares and can do nothing. The Nautiloid is going to take another shot at Jack. 23 to hit for 8 radiant damage and 23 Jeez. Sanity damage.
I think I'm going to have to Silvery Barbs though, even though it's not a crit. I can't take that kind of sanity damage.
Sure. Miss with an 11.
Certainly coming at us, Nagish.
Putting up a hell of a fight.
Let's see, the gunner's the one that's charmed hits the one that was not charmed for 7 7 damage, and then the one that is paralyzed is still paralyzed. The one that is charmed is still charmed, and Swolbro is going to move and take cover behind the meteor clump.
All right.
Jack.
Jack's going to keep shooting at the big boy, the Nautiloid.
The
really
smaller
low
of the
on...
two Nautiloids, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
16 to hit?
Not quite, no. Still fizzles on the shell.
Damn. That's the end for Jack.
All right. Big Nautiloid is going to slap the Mind Flayer awake with its action and is going to save against being frightened. Succeeding.
Fuck.
But we're back to Nagish, so what mischief will he sow?
This guy has cover.
Correct. You're aware that he's there, but given the positioning of the meteors, he's like under that meteor, so there's not a good way for you to get to him.
I think Nagish will move forward 5 feet, and he will launch 2 I-beams at the Nautiloid and 1 at the Mind Flayer.
Okay.
8, 8, 9.
Ooh, good rolls.
Petrification.
Fail. Nautiloid begins turning to stone.
And a 9 is an insanity ray! I don't think that works on Mind Flayers.
No, it doesn't. Would have been great on Jack, though, or Lucky, Moriarty.
Whatever you say.
Is that all for Nagish?
Yeah.
All right, guess what happens next?
Damage for the...
I've rolled so many sixes, he takes 6 more damage. Stuck in that meteor. Mind Flayer...
Is he bloody from that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's quarter health. The Mind Flayer is just going to fly forward. The Nautiloid, the smaller Nautiloid, is going to see if it turns all the way into stone. And it does.
Fix that.
Yep. That one's out of the fight. It's now basically a meteor. You can use it as terrain.
Awesome.
All right, Gunners. One is charmed, one is paralyzed. Charmed one is gonna shoot, killing the paralyzed one.
Excellent.
And try to become uncharmed, failing. I forgot to roll for the Swole Flayer's being slowed last time. Still fails. So he is gonna move basically directly under Nagish. Like, there's still a meteor structure between the two of you. And make the save again. Succeeding. I would say Nagish is roughly aware of his location. He would know that he's under the meteor, but he wouldn't know that he's no longer slowed. But it is Jack's turn now.
Yeah, I think Jack's going to keep shooting. Keep shooting. He'll take a firebolt at the Swolbro.
Swolbro is under 25. The meteor. Can't reach him.
Oh!
You can keep the 25, though. Yeah.
I'll just redirect it toward the Mind Flayer, then.
Okay, sure.
It's only 3 damage.
Yeah. Anything else?
Nah. I'll move back.
Okay. It's the giant Nautiloid's turn. No longer being frightened, it's going to move up, and it's going to use its tentacles to pull 2 of the dead gunners into itself. But it's Nagish's turn now.
Nagish is going to shoot 3 beams at the large Nautiloid.
Makes sense.
717. Nightmare Ray. Charm Ray. Nightmare Ray.
It's charmed.
What does that mean exactly?
I'm not sure.
Does it mean that it's not going to spit out any of its friends? Or are they under my command too while it's charmed?
No.
What does it mean?
Well, okay.
That's my favorite question.
Here's what I'm going to have to do. I'm going to have to say that it's immune to being charmed because it's like a ship. It's not strictly in the stats, so I want to reward this. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to treat it as being stunned for a round. So it doesn't regenerate its guys for a round. It doesn't take any actions or anything. So that's what we'll do. And I'll fix that stat block before the rest of the group come into contact with this thing.
Oh, sure. Great. Can't wait for that.
Right. Yeah. More fun for everyone. The Flare Wraith, I bet it's going to be 6 damage.
It was.
6 damage.
Still alive?
Still alive. The Mind Flayer will approach and is going to release a burst of psychic energy against both of you. You're familiar with this. You will need to make an intelligence saving throw.
Fuck.
Oh, I should be fine. I'm quite smart.
Yeah, I'm not.
DC 15.
I am not. Okay, Nagish first, I suppose. 18.
Okay.
What'd you
Nagish
say the save
is
was?
Okay. The save is 15.
Oh, sure. I'm going to have to use my divine fortune from Yold to grant myself advantage. Okay. Probably not going to matter. It did.
Oh. You take 13 psychic damage, 14 sanity damage, and you are stunned for 1 minute, Jack. You can repeat the save at the end of each of your turns.
All right.
All right, it's the The only gunner that's left is, in fact, charmed. So it's going to shoot its employer, or try to. It actually misses. The employer, I mean, given that they're a hive mind, it knows that it's trying to do that, and it just moves like an inch to the side as the bolt goes past.
Sure.
And then it's going to try to save against that, and does not. It would have, if it had advantage, got a crit on the second roll, but that doesn't do it any good. The swole flare flies up from around the meteor and is going to start tearing into Nagish with its axe. Miss, a crit for 22 slashing damage and only 4 sanity damage. 2 more attacks, a crit fail, and another hit for 13 more slashing and 3 more sanity. And Jack, it's your turn. Unfortunately, you are completely befuddled by the wave of psionic energy that has washed over you. You can go ahead and repeat that save.
Hey, 15.
Nice. On the dot. No longer stunned. The Nautiloid is stunned. Will act again on its next turn. And it's back to Nagish.
Nagish, being surrounded more or less, he will launch a beam at one of each 3 targets. Clockwise,
if we're going strange clockwise
in this situation, so I'll just go top down.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
10, 10, 3. That is not great.
No, it's not.
Psychic damage, and a fear ray, which is not great against a guy who's standing right next to you.
It's not, but let's see. Oh, he succeeds
and
anyway.
Charges.
Yeah. All right, well, it's the Wraith's turn. It's probably going to take 6 damage. Oh, it takes 10 damage. It pops in half. Its lower half is lost into the meteor for all time. Its upper half just drifts away into the stars.
This might be the end of Nagish and Jack. We did kill that guy, though.
Certainly not looking good here. The Mind Flayer is going to move forward, and it is going to attempt to grapple Nagish.
Well, his dex save is better than his strength save, I suppose.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's just a straight attack against his armor in this case. The tentacles from this guy are lashing out to grab onto him. He got a 26, so that does grapple Nagish, deals 12 sanity damage to him.
But Jack, he's awake again now, right?
Yes.
Wait. Oh, I think I used silvery barbs on my turn, though, didn't I? Because I got mind blasted, boom, boom, fail. Would have gotten my reaction back.
The question is, can you get your reaction back when you're stunned? Because if so, I think
you can. Oh, that's
a
good question.
Yeah.
No. No, wait. That says it's... maybe.
As I am reading it...
You know, I don't see anyone asking this question.
As I am reading it, you can't use the reaction while stunned, but you would still gain all of your abilities back. You just can't use them. So I think you do have your reaction back.
I will use Silvery Barbs.
All right. Crit fail.
Let's go.
Does not grapple Nagish. Okay, the charmed guy is going to take another pot shot at Mind Flayer. Missing, unfortunately, and trying to save against it. Still not quite there, right? It's a DC 16?
Yep.
Okay, so he's still charmed. Swole Mind Flayer's turn. This guy hits hard. Miss. Hit for 11 slashing and 1 sanity.
Nagish's sanity cannot be looking good.
It's really not. Hit for another 5 sanity and another 5 slashing. His health isn't looking that good either. He's pretty significantly bloodied.
Yeah, like 1/3.
Oh, that last one missed, though. Would have done a chunk of damage. That does bring us back to Jack. It's down to the wire here.
Feel like such a... like I'm scraping by, like I'm fighting for every inch here, and it's just like not... it's so hard to get any ground, but Jack will rush forward, and I mean, I feel like it's become my signature move at this point, but I'm going to try and Vortex Warp this Mind Flayer out of here. Constitution saving throw.
Mind Flayer has advantage on... resistance. Yeah. So con save with advantage. Save DC 16. 21. Got a crit. Yeah.
Let me see if I can save the spell slot. I don't.
Okay. Is that all for Jack?
Yeah, and I'll use my bonus action to fly backwards.
Sure.
Cursing.
The Nautiloid is going to move forward, filling your vision again, Jack, and it's going to just work on the little guys that it has inside it since it was stunned last turn. Back to Nagish. Listeners, if you're having a hard time keeping track because of the amount of, like, reviving the Nautiloid has done to its minions, there are currently on the field Jack, Nagish, one swole Mind Flayer that's attacking Nagish with its axe, one normal Mind Flayer that has been trying to grapple Nagish, the giant Nautiloid with guys regenerating inside of it, the stone petrified remains of the smaller Nautiloid, and active currently is only one gunner, which is still charmed by Nagash. So right now we have three active enemies and Jack Nagash and a charmed gunner. That is going to change this turn, obviously, but it's really close.
I'm going to try and do the I-beams again from the top down.
Yep.
One is a charm on the big ship.
Okay. Again, if we'll do it same as last time. It'll be stunned if it fails. It does not fail. It got an 18.
Five is enervation on the mind flare. 16 con.
Nice. That'll do work on it. Let's see. Except that it saves. It still takes half damage.
Half. Yeah. And then six is the telekinetic ray on the swole bro.
Oh, nice.
16 to push him away.
He also succeeds. Yeah.
And then, yeah, Nagash will shift his vision towards the regular mind flare so he can't cast any spells, and he will end his turn.
All right. The Wraith is dead. The regular mind flare is just going to try that tentacle latch again, trying to latch onto him like a leech. A 17 is going to miss.
Yes.
Yeah.
Come on.
The charmed gunner is going to move into position and shoot at the main mind flare. Just barely missing. They have the Mind Flayers typically have an AC of 15. The gunner rolled a 14. Swole Mind Flayer is going to make its flurry of attacks. Miss. 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 Four swings, four misses against Nagash. Back to Jack.
Jack's going to shoot at the... Oh, shit. Because of the eye beams there, I guess I can't shoot at him, can I?
Correct.
Probably shoot at the Swole Bro.
Yeah, you could shoot at the Swole Bro.
Crit on the Swole Bro for 26 damage.
Nice. It's almost bloodied from that one hit. It had whole health. Now it's not quite at half, but close to it.
All right.
The Nautiloid spits out a couple revitalized gunners. Oh, the other gunner needs to make its wisdom save. Passing.
Fuck.
No longer charmed. Okay, we are back to Nagash.
Man, I think Nagash is going to try and shoot this one Mind Flayer with three beams.
Sure. Averting his gaze.
Yeah, he'll look back over this way.
Yeah. The Swole Bro obviously doesn't do magic, but if he did, he couldn't.
185. So charm. 8 is petrification. 5 is enervation. So they're all three pretty dees for me.
They are.
He has magic resistance. He fails.
It's not charmed.
Oh, he passed. Pass.
Yeah. Petrification is dexterity.
Dex. Failure.
He is in the process of getting petrified. And innervation is also dex? Yeah. Wait.
Yep.
No, constitution.
Maybe. Constitution.
Saves on that one, though. So only takes half damage.
It's the Mind Flayer's turn.
It is the Mind Flayer's turn. Let me see. Can he do any... he's restrained. So he can still make an attack. It'll just be at disadvantage. Oh, my bad. 1d6. Okay. So he's just going to make his same attack. But with disadvantage, it misses. Can't get a lash on Nagash. Let's make his save. This could be a big one. He succeeds. Oh, he fails. He is petrified.
Get petrified, son. That was my last level one spell. Guess how many spells
I have? Zero.
Second level spell.
1 second. Okay.
Yes, because I've used two vortex warpses. Warpses? Two vortex warps. 3 fireballs, 1 fourth level fireball, 3 silvery barbs and a guiding bolt.
The gunners are going to move up and they will train their laser guns on Nagash and just try to let him have it. Miss, miss, one hit for 11 radiant damage. And the Swole Flayer is just going to go to town. Hit for 15. Yeah, miss, miss, and miss.
Thank God, we're still in this, Nagash. We are still fucking in this shit.
I really, really am not feeling good, Jack. This, man, I'm seeing...
Have faith.
I'm seeing noise.
Have faith in Yol, Nagash. He's gonna see us through it.
Yol is a dream, Jack.
You're a dream. I am a dream. These guys are dreams.
It's your turn, Jack.
I'm gonna shoot the Swole Bro with a firebolt. I miss.
You do miss. Is there anything else? Any other tricks up your sleeve?
Yeah, I should have done something differently, but it's too late now. I will end my turn.
All right. I'm going to set this up so that you can see Nagash's sanity too now.
Oh, no!
Listeners, he has 16 out of 201 sanity. It is the Nautiloid's turn. Nautiloid is going to try to tentacle Nagish, getting a 26 to hit for 11 bludgeoning and 11 sanity. And it's Nagish's potentially last turn.
Nagish has no choice but to shoot all three beams at the big ship. I mean, our only hope is that we can petrify that big fucker. 10, 9, 1. 10 is a Scourge Ray, which does nothing. 9 is an Insanity Ray, which might help.
Also does nothing. It's just more sanity damage. Yeah.
1 is a Charm.
Might stun it. It does stun it. The Nautiloid is stunned. The original Mind Flayer is petrified. The gunners are going to take aim at Nagish, as they have been doing. Miss, hit for 8 radiant, hit for 3 more radiant. And the Swolbro, 23 hits for 5 damage and 6 sanity.
Oh no.
Nagish's eye kind of rolls in the back of his head. His eye rays, or his eye stalks are flapping in all directions. I'm giving him the incapacitated condition at this point. He's just completely unaware of what's going on around him. Other than that, he knows he's in pain. So with advantage, the axe-wielding Swole Mind Flayer hits again and shoves his axe... Sorry, this is graphic, but he shoves his axe up along the roof of Nagish's major eye, scoops it out. With the Swole Mind Flayer's last cut of his axe, he severs the optic nerve holding Nagish's massive Eye of the Norns into his skull and plucks it, or rather, like, heaves it out of the air. Like, it's a large eye. And Nagish is crying and screaming, and in a moment of clarity, his smaller eye stalks look over at you, Jack, and you hear him say, your friend, get out, I want you to live. It's your turn, Jack.
I'm gonna try and shoot the Swole Mind Flayer.
All right.
24 for 9 damage.
Yep.
He lives on?
He lives on.
Shit. Jack's just gonna scream out, you got what you came for, you got the eye, just leave us! And he'll take a step back.
They listen. The remaining Mind Flayers, you did work on them, there's very few left. The remaining Mind Flayers make their way towards the Nautiloid, which collects them all with its tentacles, pulls them back into itself. And then talk of dimensions flits through your head. You see it go from 3 dimensions to a paper-like illustration to a single line to a point, and it's gone.
I'll rush over to Nagish. Is he still alive?
Oh my god.
He is still alive. He is in agony.
Nagish, I'm so sorry, my friend. As you can see, I'm not the best at saving people, but...
As you can see, why would you say that? That's so insensitive.
I'll use my last spell to restore some of his sanity.
Wow, nice.
Like, I just thought a fun joke would make you feel a little better in this time. Me and my friends often make pretty grim jokes. I did what I could to save you, Nagish. I'm sorry that you lost your eye.
Nagish cracks a tiny little smile and he says, so do I.
Yeah. Oh, Jack. Oh, I'm glad that they didn't. I mean, we're both down an eye now. That makes us even better friends. Oh, I'm glad they didn't do worse to you, though.
You were right. They were here for you. They were here for the eye. What the hell are we gonna do now, Nagish? We're fucked. We have no food. You're bleeding out. I'm out of spells. We have no Eye of the Norns to tell us the future, past, and present, and see all over the God's green universe.
Oh, I know not. I don't know. I lost my eye, my beautiful, my glorious eye. I want it back. I want it back. But those, we did well. But the phantom pains, I can still feel where its axe cut me. I still want to get out of his reach. I want to start. It's so quaint. He grimaces. Quaint a vision to want to start my own universe now. Perhaps it can still be done. Perhaps.
What are you proposing, Nagish? You saying we go back to Nerohan and get your eye back?
I think we could try.
Well, I'll tell you what. I've got some friends back where we're from, and it might be a hard sell to get us to work together after what you put us through. But maybe we can still work this out yet.
I suppose we have to try.
Here, grab my hand. I'll lead you back. Oh, wait, I suppose you can still see with your other 9.
I can still see. I have 10 perfectly good eyes. They're just not the eye.
Well, obviously, in the astral sea, I won't say that time doesn't move forward, but it moves at a strange rate. Space is also a little bit tricky. You know, obviously, like you were saying, if something pushes down on a piece of paper, it changes. If you've read Wrinkle in Time, it's like the whole Tesseract principle.
Right.
So the amount of time that you traveled and the distance that you traveled is vast, but it's not difficult, given one day of travel, to retrace your steps to roughly the same area in the Astral Sea. Even so, Nagisha explains that it wouldn't really make that much of a difference because they're just different planes of existence, so they don't have like a one-to-one area that they like line up on. Like if you got back to where you started, you wouldn't necessarily just pop back to the Well of Fate. So Nagish says, Jack, if you can just keep watch, just let me sleep. Let me sleep and I'll see what I can do.
I'll keep watch, but I'm running out of spells again. By that, I mean I'm totally out of spells again.
Is that grim humor again?
Aye, yar, indeed. Oh, I never realize how much I say the word I.
I, yar. Oh, well.
We're gonna have to get you a little pirate hat.
And and an eye patch. A great big eye patch.
That's thinking with your brain. That's more pirate.
Oh, okay.
And then we'll steal your eye back. Just like a real pirate.
Right. Yar. Nagish closes his bloody mess of an eye socket, all of his little eyes, and he begins drifting into sleep. And you're not sure how long it takes. You feel that you drift in and out of sleep at least a few times. It's several days. Definitely feel some gnawing hunger. You probably manage to catch a astral sea fish once in a while, hold yourself over. But it's definitely grueling. It's like fasting while being forced to meditate nonstop on the vastness and also inconsequentiality of existence. Like, all of these stars and galaxies are around you, and all of them are a dream. But after who knows exactly how long, Nagisha's dreams begin changing the cosmos around you in small ways. And as he dreams with great intent, the stars begin to take on familiar patterning, familiar constellations. Constellations that you have seen once before in your life during your initial, the first time you lost your ship, your mm-hmm. crew. And as a great wave of cold washes over you, you realize it's also wet. And you're on a beach, and there's an eyeless beholder on the beach next to you, still sleeping.
I look up. Are we literally in Pender Howe?
You are literally on Pender Howe.
Am I naked?
You're not naked. You've got your clothes this time.
Arr, that's a step in the right direction, then. Nagish, wake up. We've made it home. I don't know how you done did it, but you did it.
Oh, okay. All right.
By habit, he opens his eye, and then he winces and closes it and just looks around with his smaller eyes. Not far away, maybe 40 feet up the coast, the jungle tree line starts, and there are some lizard folk looking out and espying you. You certainly recognize them. They're the tribe that has taken you in the past.
Hello there! It's me, Jack Rackman. Do you remember me?
To the town! To the town!
Hello there!
Little Ajunzi runs up. Slork is behind her. He grabs her wrist and pulls her back when he sees Nagish.
Oh, it's okay, Nagish. He's a friend.
I've heard of those things. That's a beholder. Those no friends of ours.
Well, he's a little different, and he's been through a lot.
All right.
Just like, you know, Kraz is the type that's not normally my friend either, but
right.
I make an exception because he's such a great guy.
Given how much help you offered to Kraz, I'm willing to trust you just this once. But your friend stays out of the town. Can stay close. Can't come into our town.
Nagish huffs. That's not necessary. I'm just looking for new friends to make. There's no reason you shouldn't let me into town. They go back and forth for a while. We don't need to go through all of the details here, but some consensus that's not quite satisfactory to anyone involved is reached. And this entourage takes, or begins leading you and Nagish into the jungles of Pendrahau. I think that's where we'll leave you. This has been Sanity Damage, To Whom the Sea Belongs. Thank you for joining us on this epic voyage. If you enjoyed this, then please like, share, subscribe, hopefully leave a 5-star review as well as a written review. That'd be amazing. If you would like to get in touch with us, we'd love to hear from you. So go to linktree.com/sanitydamage to find links to all of our social media, to find link to our Discord, which is where you can pop on, join the chat specifically about this show, about the other shows. We're all pretty active on there. You can talk with us. We would love to hear from you. This campaign is dedicated to Brandon, who we hold in loving memory. To Whom the Sea Belongs is a campaign set in the Kaleidosphere. Join us next week, and let's find out what's going on with everyone else.